Nyan Seo, this is Pastor Tanya, reflection known as Pastor Tan. There has been so many changes and I wanted to kind of update you. I will be having my podcast every 2 weeks so that this week I'm going to be able to go over abstain from evil. And also at the same exact time, I want to be able to get some things cleared up and being very transparent with you. I am one of many hats, but I am here to do what God says do. Amen. Now, I'm going to say this. No matter what's going on, no matter how much my ratings or what have you, I'm still going to be able to do what God says do. Amen. And I'm going to say that within that, when you are faithful to God, He is faithful to you. And I want to say, I am so grateful and thankful that God has been faithful to me. Also, I wanted to say this also. For everything that I go through, I give Him glory, I give Him praise, I give Him honor. So whatever's going on, I'm thankful and grateful. Maybe it's a trial, maybe it's a test, maybe it's something that I have to be able to learn to grow and establish and expand and you know, be able to maintain and be voice or transparent, but I'm going to do what God says do. So with that being said, I wanted to just sit here and tell you is that sometimes we don't always get the answers that we want from God, or we are silenced and we don't know what's going on. And to be transparent, some things sometimes is not always, you know, decisive, not always productive, not always what you think it's going to be. But I believe that God is willing and able to do the impossible. And because I'm able to sit here and I place myself in situations where I'm always being productive to someone else, I need to be able to sit there and say, you know what? Let me put that back into myself. Let me be able to start realizing that on this day, I have to sit here and I have to say, you know what, God, you told me, let's start. Let's be able to be transparent. Let's be able to tell the people that, yes, I'm a mother of three. Yes, I am a full-time student. Yes, I am, you know, a wife and also a CEO of my own home. But that doesn't stop what I'm going to be able to tell you and letting you know what God is saying. And now in so many different ways in 2024. I go on Facebook and I do my It Is Written by LATONYA. I have also YouTube, which I am going to start doing a whole lot more with. I have a lot of other things going on, but I just wanted you to know that this is something that's very important and imperative that we read the Word of God, that we study to show ourselves approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But also God has been able to sit here and He's blessed me with this ministry. So now it's time for me to start giving my time, my space to this ministry and this platform. With that being said, I had come across so many different things that was going on. And at this time and in this season, abstain from evil. And I put sustain, but I put it's really correction. And I read it in 1 Thessalonians, and it is in the 5th chapter and the 22nd verse. Now, I tell you this because a lot of you starting to see a whole lot more changes in the world. You're starting to see a whole lot of different situations going on that I say, look, the app on your phone is not always going to be able to be, it may seem convenient, but also at the same exact time, I would rather have the printed version of the Word of God. That's my opinion, because if that app goes down or technology goes down, I want to be able to sit there and know I can read my word for it myself and I have it within my reach. There are certain things that are going to start going on in this world. And we need to be able to, as the body of Christ, be able to reach out, do more for our community, and also at the same exact time, start seeing what God is saying to the church. And we're the church. So we need to start being a little bit more adherent to what God is saying. And God is, I'm just passing this on to you. My opinion, please go check out, you know, Bibles, but also at the same exact time, make sure that Bible is legit. And that means that the Bible is the actual word of God, that God is for you. He won't be against you. But I want to make sure that you understand and know that the Bible has been infallible for years. This book has been able to be guidelines and a pathway for all of us. So please make sure you go and you purchase one or two or three just to be able to be in your preview, making sure the NIV or King James Version is more reliable. But make sure whatever's in the Word of God is the actual Word of God. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. There has been people tampering with the Word of God and wanting to do things such as China and all these different things that are going on. So I want to make sure and be made known today that the Word of God is so profound and so proclaimed. So from here on out, I am going to be doing my Bible studies every 2 weeks. But for right now, let's dig into this Word. Let's do what God says do. Amen. And it says in the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, fifth chapter, and I'll go up to a little bit more of the 15th verse and we'll go back down to the 22nd verse. Amen. And it says on the 15th verse, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but every follower that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Verse 19, quench not the spirit. That is very important also. Verse 20, despise not prophesying. Quench not the spirit. That means the Holy Spirit. And if God's giving you a direct guideline, a direction that you need to go, or directions or information you need to be able to do those things so that you can have your soul can prosper. And I understand that we as human beings, we want to stay in the bed. We want to do these different things. But when God sits there and tells you, hey, I need you to wake up. I need you to pray. I need you to fast. We need to be obedient. Amen. Because that's quenching of the spirit. That's sitting here and knowing what's right and what's not doing what's right and not putting actions behind your words. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. We can be here having conversations, and the Holy Spirit sits there and says, hey, I need you to leave. And you're like, wait a minute, I would like to be able to stay. But, you know, the Holy Spirit, because of what God is telling the Holy Spirit to tell you, hey, I need you to leave. And you never know why until later on. You never know why. Sometimes you leave late or on time. You never know. Or in the midst of that conversation, while the Holy Spirit is talking to you, He is trying to make sure that you're going to stay obedient, or you're going to be able to do what God says do. Now, I've had so many times in my life, like I've had last year, where me and my middle child was sitting at a red light and she was talking, me and her having a good conversation. And then I hear in the back of me and her a screeching car, and the car was out of control. Next thing I know, I'm hearing a thump, and then I'm looking like, oh man, oh God, like what's going on? And then before I head out the car, I asked my middle child, are you okay? And she said, yes, I'm fine. I'm okay. And when I got out the car, because I didn't stop it, you know, the lady was very distraught, and rightfully so. she, because she was speaking a different language, then she thought that I didn't speak her language. So I was immediately, I looked at my bumper and I looked at her bumper. And from the noise and all of that situation, it should have been a whole lot more damage than what it was. Now, fast forward from that time is that I learned that I didn't have any damage, that my middle child was very thankful and grateful that that our car did have only maybe a scratch. There was no situation that we had to, you know, report. We didn't have to worry about liabilities. My daughter was just fine. She was able to walk and she was able to keep going. There was, you know, from the noise, from the sound, it seemed as though we were in a really bad car accident. But I'm so grateful and thankful for what God has done for us and putting that hedge of protection around us. Now, I want to say this. Is that be obedient, and obedience to God is better than sacrifice. And once you started quenching, that means, you know, putting out or diluting what God is saying to you, then the Holy Spirit will leave. And in that situation, you don't want that happening. You don't want the Holy Spirit to leave you, because that's part of God. And that's part of us being able to communicate with God. And that's what Jesus, when he left, gave us the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. So for me, and I know that's a little segue, but I wanted to put that in there because so many times we don't want to do what God says do. We think that it's okay and it's all right to be disobedient, and it's not. It's a form of witchcraft. And for you to not be obedient to God. And I had to learn a lot of times that when I get woken up at 3 something in the morning, is for me to get to do prayer. And I begin to immediately think, okay, let me get on my phone. And then God was like, no, this time is for prayer only. And then I started getting and doing what God says do. And when I started to realize is that every time I'm obedient, every time I'm getting up and I'm praying and I'm talking to God, our relationship, the intimate relationship, we bond more. We starting to realize that God is more in tune with us, and we are more in tune to him. And he's always been in tune with you. But then you start realizing that God is talking, that he's actually wanting you to sit down and talk to him. And he's done that with Adam. He did that with Eve. But it's the fact that when God wants to come and commune with his own people, that resonates within you. He may want to give you revelation. He may want to talk to you about just personal things. And we as people, we have so many different other things that we give attention to, but we don't give attention to what is more important, which is the fellowship of God. And we can, you know, wash clothes, do dishes, or go to work, also exercise our bodies, take care of the kids. Even if you're single, you know, you have a job, you want a career, all of that. But we don't put the main one, which is God and his son and the Holy Spirit, in their proper places. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. This is part of abstaining from evil. Is that when you put God first, there is such a thing that when you give him his glory, his just due, that he able to form a line with you. And he's able to chronologically, in sync, put things in perspective for you. And no one else can sit there and tell you how you are, what's going to happen, what have you, and you don't have any type of direction because you sat there and you quenched the Holy Spirit, or you stopped doing what God told you to do. You think this is more important, or you haven't humbled yourself enough, because we're all servants. We're not anyone is any big eyes, little U's. Just because one gets notoriety, that the other one, there's no jealousy. We're all doing what God says do, which is bringing in the fold, which is bringing in the flock. And we should be able to do and bringing in the ones that are lost and don't know God. Or the ones that did know God and left because they thought, oh, the enemy's camp is better than our camp. Or they want to sit here, get the riches of the world, and then play as though it's okay and it's all right. We as human beings keep thinking that God is in a box when God isn't in a box. He is more than just a box or a genie or someone that we have to sit here and talk to. He is more than that. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He was there in the beginning. He will be there in the end. And we have some instructions that he would want to talk to us. And also at the same exact time, thank you, Holy Spirit. He wants to sit there and he wants to commune with his people. Because when we get to heaven, that's what we're going to be doing, communing with him. We need to get in that right relationship with God now. We need to be in prayer now. We need to be fasting now. We need to be giving him the just due now. Get off the phone. Get off of all these different social medias. I don't know this is for you, but for me, he was like, hey, get off of that. You promote this, you promote that, but do you promote me? Oh man, that's something that we need to be talking about. Do we sit there and we say, well, you know, God, he gives us this, but he gives us that. Do we promote him? Do we give him his just due? Do we give him the first fruit of the morning? Do we get into our word? Do we sit there and honestly have a conversation with him? Let me tell you something. In certain cases, it's not always the case for me. But I'm going to say this. I had to repent. And I got to sit there and say, you know what? No, I'm giving God my first fruits. I'm giving God what he needs to have from me, which is his word and me doing what he said do. I need to go back to my first love. Y'all don't hear me, though. Oh, y'all don't hear me. And despise not prophesying. And a lot of times as a prophetess, a lot of people get it twisted that or misunderstood or tainted that when you say something, they think that it's going to come immediately right then and there. And sometimes I had to learn that God will show you things that are going to be like 10 times, 10 years and plus down the line. And I was like, because when I saw a lot of things going on in the earth right now, I was only 10 when it happened. So now I am about to be 48. And a lot of the things that I'm starting to see coming up that when I was 10 was just, you know, horrifying. And it still is horrifying. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it misunderstood. But I have to be able to be at peace because that's what God told me to do. Y'all don't hear me, though. That's the thing is that we want to be obedient in the good times. We don't want to be obedient in the bad times. Y'all don't hear me, though. Oh, y'all, thank you, Lord. We don't want to sit here and do the due diligence. We want to sit here. And sometimes, a lot of times, a lot of people will sit there and they would want me to cater or critique or go this way or go that way. And God was like, no, you have to do it the way that I said do it because I've called you. I've sent you. And a lot of people don't like that. They don't like that you sit there and you tell them what thus says the Lord. And 10 out of 10, when God speaks, it's not to sit there and say, oh, I'm prospering and all this other stuff. It's to warn you. Your life is in danger. You need to stop doing what you need to be doing. You need to be able to sit there and say, Lord, in this time, in this season, what do you need for me to do? You need to seek God. Turn over your plate. Stop sitting up here and waiting for people to tell you what to do. You need to go towards the source. And that's God. And it ain't, you know, they're like, well, you should have houses. You're going to have this. And no, for me as a prophetess, I am telling you, your life is in danger. And also at the same exact time, I have to sit there and sometimes question, what is that from God? Y'all, ooh, Lord. That's my whole entire preview, is that when I listen or I hear something, maybe 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, I am up. I would listen and hear if that's from God. Is that from you, Lord? Can you tell me? Because the enemy is crafty. He comes in like he's the angel of life, when actually he is Satan himself. So I have to start realizing and listening to who God is. And there has been a couple of times where they would say, oh, go to this word of God. And then the word would not be there. And, you know, the enemy would laugh at me. But then God was like, I need you to learn my voice. I need you to know how to be able to stop this. I need you to know how to be able to talk to this, or be able to speak on this, or, you know, make sure that this is not hindering you. Those are the things that people don't realize, is that we as Christians, or newborn experience, we have to be able to have discernment. We have to be able to start seeing what God is saying. We have to be able to start. It is something that we know that is a necessity. It's not just something that we have to be able to put our whole entire print, or how we can just, you know, put something as a stopping point. No, it's something that it's a lasting impression on us. Amen. So when I say despise not prophesying, that means that you need to go ahead and do what God says do, no matter what. Don't care if somebody is sitting here and saying, oh, you know, cussing you out, or I'm going to kill you, because what comes out of your mouth, especially if it's God given, it's going to be able to come in, and it's going to be able to provoke change. And also at the same, and sometimes people won't receive it, like in Jeremiah's case, Ezekiel, Elijah, in a lot of different cases, a lot of the prophets were getting killed for what God told them. And you need to understand, this is a prophetic gift. This is something that we as the body of Christ need to understand, whether you're a prophet or a prophetess, whether you're male or female, there is such a thing that you need to be able to start realizing that God is talking and we need to be listening. Amen. Now, it says the 22nd verse, prove all things, hold fast, which is good. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. That means give evidence to it. Make sure this is what God is saying. Make sure this is what you have heard from God, because once you start putting it out to the people, whether they like it or not, you need to start giving out more of what God is telling you. Amen. And right now, like I said, God is telling me, and I'm trying to be able to learn and navigate these different obstacles as far as social media. But bear with me, because I want to be able to get this out to the people. Amen. And it says the 22nd verse, abstain from all appearance of evil. That means people, that means places, that means even associations, relationships. I had to give up a lot of relationships with males that I knew before I got married. So by the time that I did get married, I had to realize and let them, you know, understand and know that this is my husband, this is my relationship. This is something that we, as, you know, friends, yes, we can say, hi, how are you doing? But at a certain time of the day, I cannot be seen with you. I need to be at home. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. Every relationship you get into, whether it's with a male or a female, you need to be able to set boundaries. You need to be able to understand and know that this is my spouse. This is my person that I said that I wanted to be able to be with. I need to be able to sit here and let them know face to face that this is something that I believe in and that I need to be able to see about for me and my family. And also at the same exact time, friends, you need to let them know, if you know this person is not living for God, you have close colleagues or associates or work people that you have, you need to make sure you have those boundaries. Everyone is not for you. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. Everyone is not for you. Some people are there to use you, abuse you, and then throw you away. Let me say that one more time. You have the audacity. Let me say this one more time. Some people have the audacity, let me clarify, to sit here and use God's people because they know of their heart and then try to be able to manipulate them to the way that they need to go. Let me tell you something. God is starting to put a spotlight on all manners of evil. And you need to know that when God says it, he settles it. So please, with all due respect, you need to start working and seeing where you're going, how this is going, what's going on, and stay clear from it. And like I said, I've seen where people have done me wrong, and I've learned how to be able to maneuver away from those people, how to be able to sit there and stay quiet because God told me to stay quiet within that season. And that's when you start realizing and seeing who the real people were and how to react or address the issues accordingly. Abstaining from evil, that means to go away from, to flee from. You see, as Joseph had to flee from his master's wife because she wanted to have sexual relations with Joseph, but then sat there and accused him of raping her. And that's how he wound up in jail. The things that we as believers in Christ, a lot of people want to sit here and they want to taint your reputation because you're doing what God says do, no matter what. And some people are just jealous, bitter, envious of you because you're doing what God says do. Let me say that. Let me rewind it back for the people in the back. Some people will be jealous, malice, bitterness, hatred towards you because you're doing what God says do. Or you're sitting up here and you're done with what's going on and you want to move on. And you start seeing the real people come out. You're starting to see the realness of what and who they are and question, like, God, did you really, you know, send me? Why is this person saying these things? And they would say, you know, bitter, evil things towards you. But later on, do you understand that God is still there? God is still, you know, working out the situation. And you sit there and you, in your heart of hearts, you need to forgive them. Why I say that is because the forgiveness is for you, not for them. Because once God comes in and he goes in, it's not karma. It's not, you know, it's what God has said in his word. You sow what you reap. And you need to make sure you understand that wholeheartedly. And you pray for them. Why? Because you see what's going to happen is that God is not going to be blessing them. They're going to be going through a whole lot and you may not see it, but yeah, God is being able to address some issues, amen, on your behalf. So don't sit there and kiki and ha ha. You need to make sure that you have a humble spirit. You need to be hungry for the word of God. You need to be doing what God says do, no matter what. And for you, that's elevation. When people come up against me, that I'm knowing that I'm doing what God says do. And because they have little friends that do things that is wrong, don't sit there and agree with them. You start seeing who they really are. Amen. And thinking that it's not going to happen or this and this and this. Things are going to happen the way that God wants them to happen. And I'm telling you right now, when you start realizing and start seeing what God is doing in this situation, this season, it's going to start manifesting and you're going to grow from it, from the whole entire situation. And I'm telling you right now, stop sitting here and letting yourself be enticed or intrigued and trying to be in a clique or trying to be around these people. No, do what God says do, because in the end we win. Amen. Now, I wanted to also state and say, look, I don't know about you, but I've had friends, families, associates. And when God sits there and tells me something, I have to sit back. I have to analyze what's going on. And at the same exact time, I start realizing that God is starting to open up doors that I needed, doors open. God is about to start doing some things in my life. So I'm going to go ahead and do what he says, do amen, no matter what. And you have starting to see people around you that see you, that you're doing a whole lot more, that you're able to see more or do things more. Start realizing, start tapping into what God is saying, and don't give up. Keep going. No matter what's going on, keep going. And know that God is going to be able to take you through. Whether you see what's going on or you don't know, but go by faith. Amen. And God will take care of you. Now, if you do not know the God and you don't know what's going on, and we're going to get back into this also, abstaining from evil. But I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a preview of what we've been talking about, how God has been able to come in and declare against a lot of different things that's going on in this world. And you're starting to see a whole lot of people lying and a whole lot of different things going on. But the exposure is coming out. And God is giving it out in the churches first. And now it's starting to go outward to everyone else. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. Start realizing, start calculating, start realizing where you're going to be going, who you are talking to, who are you having your circle or your inner circle, or who is around you, because God is starting to talk more to me. And I don't mind that I don't have a lot of people around me, because my time with God is very precious. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. Man, Pastor, you're saying, no, I'm not saying that I cut people off. No, God cuts them off, because they're starting to realize that, hey, I'm starting to see some patterns. I'm starting to see what you're doing. I'm starting to see what's been going on with you. I'm starting to see how you sit there and you say one thing, but then God is not in the midst of the conversation. Y'all don't hear me, though. So I just want to, you know, gather up and tell you what's been going on, how I've been able to sit here and start realizing that God is talking and we need to listen more. Amen. But also at the same time, like I said, it's not just the person, it's the spirit what they have, and the people that you can be able to come under contract or agreement with them, and it starts affecting you within your spirit, man. So now you're starting to realize, wait a minute, this person isn't doing what I'm doing. And now you're starting to realize that, wait a minute, I need to go ahead and do what God says do no matter what. Amen. And stop worrying about them, but you need to start worrying about what God is seeing about you. Start seeing about God, not about man, but God. Amen. All right. So what I'm saying is Romans 10, 9 through 13. And it says, if you don't know the word of God and you don't know who God is, and on today, it's very precious, this time and this moment, that we need to be able to speak and we need to hear from God even more. No matter what's going on in the world, we need to hear from him. And if you're not hearing from him, or you're not saved, or you want to be able to be saved, or you want to be able to accept him into your life, go to Romans 10, 9 through 13. And it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So at this time, in this moment, we know that time is coming up short. We see what's going on. We see what is transpiring. We see that people are coming out, and the ones that are serving the enemy are killing their family members, killing themselves in the process. Some mothers are killing their children. Some fathers are killing their families. There's suicide running rampant. We have a lot of mental and physical illnesses that's going on. We need to, as the body of Christ, start praying. We need to, as the body of Christ, start recognizing what's going on and what the enemy has been plotting and scheming and doing. So we need to start. And no matter what's going on, we need to have an establishment of prayer. We need to start fasting. Get into a posture of prayer. And that's going to be my next podcast is talking about prayer. Once again, abstaining from evil is one of the things that it goes along with prayer. And we need to start doing that more and more each day, amen. And as I say, please keep me in prayer. But if you are not of God, witch, warlock, what have you, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. This is not a podcast that is for anyone else. That is, I'm telling you, you can be able to listen to this podcast, but also at the same exact time, I want you not to come up against God's anointing and God doing what he's supposed to be doing in this podcast. And I know and I declare that God is going to be able to have this podcast to prosper, be able to mature, do what God says do in this evil times. But I'm saying anything that is not of God, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus, and that you should come out of what you're doing and that you should repent for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to say this also. Thank you for listening. And if you like what you heard thus far today, please follow, like, and subscribe. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Amazon Music, and Audible, Spotify, and Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Samsung, and other major platforms. My YouTube will be coming up this week. This show has been an awesome website and podcast for me. And if you leave a 5-star rating, that will help us reach more people. If you have any questions or comments, you can find me on Facebook. It is written LATONYAULLOA. I have at least once a week a daily posting. And that's my face. That's really me. And we're going to talk about some things, especially a lot of things that I do. I do show a lot of South Korea. I do show a lot of content because this is high time. We need to be able to get out to the masses. It is time for the harvest. We need to be able to do what God says do. And no matter what's going on, no matter how much the enemy hits, we need to hit harder. Amen. And for ones that have been with me from day one, thank you. For the ones that just happened to hear what I am telling you, thank you. For the ones that have known and seen what I'm doing and they want to take a chance on me or haphazardly just understood and clicked on my website, thank you for all the different things. But yes, please look me up. It is written LATONYA. And also at the same exact time, that's Facebook. I also have a YouTube and a TikTok. Look me up also on It Is Written by Afrocentric Prophet on these different platforms. And knowing that we're going to be able to sit here and we're going to go through the Word of God and we're going to be able to grow and sustain some things, but I want to sustain what God has given me and and do what God says do. Thank you so much for listening on today. We will have more in the upcoming weeks to come. All right. 안녕.